Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As this week proved yet again, when we say there's a battle for the lives of innocent preborn children, we mean just that. It's a battle. A battle that began in 1973, a battle that's become a litmus test for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court, a battle that continues to this day. In April, on the steps of the Montana Capitol, we celebrated as Governor Greg Gianforte signed into law three pieces of pro-life legislation. In all, six pro-life bills passed over the course of the session, making this the most pro-life legislative session in Montana history. As we said at the time, those celebrations were tempered by the fact that Planned Parenthood and the ACLU promised to challenge the bills in court. This week, that threat became a reality as Planned Parenthood on Monday filed suit against the state of Montana, challenging four pro-life bills. House Bill 136 bans late-term abortions after 20 weeks. House Bill 171 bans do-it-yourself abortions without the care of a doctor. House Bill 229 bans taxpayer-subsidized abortion coverage in Obamacare exchanges. And House Bill 140 requires that mothers be given the option of seeing an ultrasound of their baby before an abortion. Ironically, as the lawsuits were being filed, I was sitting in a meeting in Washington, D.C. with other pro-life leaders discussing strategies to end abortion in the coming years. First and foremost, of course, is the Dobbs case, which will be heard early next year at the U.S. Supreme Court. At issue is a Mississippi law that bans late-term abortions after 15 weeks. If the law is upheld, it would bring the U.S. in line with most European nations. In fact, the United States is one of only seven nations, including China and North Korea, that allow abortions after 20 weeks. Fortunately, the Dobbs case goes even further. In their original briefs filed 2 weeks ago, Mississippi is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to use this case to overturn Roe v. Wade. While we're hoping and preparing for that possibility, our insiders in the court think that it's more likely that if the court wants to overturn Roe v. Wade, they'll do it in two steps rather than one. That said, they're quick to point out that the court can be extremely hard to predict, and anything is possible. As we've said before, if the court strikes Roe, it simply places the issue back to the state level, and because of the Montana Supreme Court's decision in the Armstrong case, abortion in Montana would still be legal. To outlaw abortions in Montana, we have two options. We either amend the Montana Constitution or replace the liberals on the Montana Supreme Court and ask the court to revisit Armstrong. At the same time, it's clear that the church has its work cut out for it as well. In this week's meeting, we saw polling data that indicates that 25% of evangelical women are having abortions, and of those, 45% are having repeat abortions. To end the scourge of abortion, we must change the hearts and minds of the people of the United States, and as usual, that begins by changing the hearts and minds of the church. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.